Legislative leaders in Vermont had planned to adjourn by this weekend, but are now hoping to end the session by May 5th. There are a multitude of pending bills. Senators started this week with a list of bills running more than 240 pages. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis says it's a mixture of routine and controversial measures.
The routine matters are the big budget bills, the budget itself, the capital bill, the transportation bill, the pay act for state employees. Those bills require a lot of committee work, will require some time on the floor, but I don't see any big issues associated with those four bills that are going to delay adjournment. As for the controversial issues, there's what to do about the so-called windfall of $21 million resulting from the CVP-SGMP merger. The vaccination issue is a problematic one. Redistricting is a problem also because the Senate did something which is rather unusual in redistricting in that they amended the House's redistricting plan. So I would say redistricting and the vaccination bill look like the ones where there may be the most controversy between the two chambers.
7 Days is a popular independent weekly newspaper. Political columnist Andy Bromage says a number of critical issues are yet to be resolved.
I think they went into this session with Irene on the mind and recovering from all the storm damage, and they've done a lot of that. There have been a lot of other issues that have cropped up, though, and that are competing for their attention. And some of those have been contentious, particularly the social issues and the personal things like death with dignity and childhood vaccinations that have really gotten people fired up.
Some legislators, after failing to get some of the measures passed through committee, have attached legislation as amendments on other bills. Eric Davis says that's unusual in Montpelier.
I think the reason for it is the Democratic majorities are so large, especially in the Senate. The Democrats make up 22 out of the 30 members of the Senate. And with roughly 75% of the Senate membership being in the majority caucus, it's unlikely that all 22 of those people are going to see eye to eye. The differences aren't necessarily ideological. They have more to do with style, their generational differences, and it's difficult for party leaders to rein herd on a caucus that makes up 75% of the membership of the chamber.
Despite the legislative jockeying, 7 Days' Andy Bromage says it's already clear that a number of measures will be left undone.
There's been movements in the House and Senate to decriminalize marijuana, and those efforts have been scuttled, but the House Speaker is committing to giving the bill a hearing next year, which is more than he did this year. There's some other things like a death with dignity bill, also called doctor-assisted suicide, which despite efforts to pass it has fallen by the wayside. There's also been an effort to unionize child care workers in Vermont, and that's something that the Senate President Pro Tem, John Campbell, has opposed, but some senators have been trying to find a way to get passed before the end of the session.
This is the second half of the legislative biennium, so any bills that do not pass would have to be reintroduced during the next session. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.